Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. On a Friday, Alan, you're headed out to Tanglewood with the Roundtable on the road.
Well, we always love doing this, David. You know, it is such a magical place, and it is of such importance to WAMC to have these wonderful partners at the Boston Symphony. We do this twice a year. They have been extremely generous with us in providing us with these wonderful concerts and all of the principal people. And, you know, when we go out to Tanglewood and we have these roundtables on the road, you get not only to learn a little bit about the music, but you also get a lot to learn about the people who are doing the music. And that's what I love about it. You know, it's always that terrific interaction that allows us to have such a good time.
Well, from a very good time to a very scary headline, nations intensify efforts to suppress Ebola outbreak in West Africa.
I think we all have to remember that Mother Nature has a few surprises in line for everybody. You know, we know that the dinosaurs all got wiped out thousands of years ago, and we know that there have been other outbreaks of viruses, and, you know, these things can consume societies, and this could be a real natural disaster. You see the charts in the papers, and you know once it starts, it really goes. So we have to really maintain our awareness of protecting the people in this country and, frankly, helping those who need the help.
Alan, Governor Cuomo responded yesterday to Preet Bharara's letter to the commission's attorney, saying the New York Times published a story last week that generated a wave of news reports across the state, some with numerous inaccuracies, and we wanted to correct them. We discussed these concerns with relevant parties. Several members of the commission, district attorneys, and a law school dean issued personal statements to correct the public record. These statements reiterated comments they had made over the past year. As I believe the U.S. attorney has made it clear that the ongoing public dialogue is not helpful to this investigation, we will have no additional comments on the matter.
As you know, David, I have been saying all along, I thought that Cuomo should have, from the very beginning, followed that. I often cite my eighth grade teacher, Mrs. Wick, who said, "Chartok, keep shut." And now things are really tightening up. They are keeping shut. Preet Bharara is a Goliath when it comes to his ability to take on the system, and he's showing remarkable courage. And when he has an opponent as tough as Andrew Cuomo, we can see that this is going to really turn out to be some fight. You know, now the newspapers and others are after one of Cuomo's top enforcement-type figures, a lawyer named Joe Prococo, and we'll just have to see where this thing leads.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, have a wonderful time at Tanglewood today.
David, I hope everybody's listening because it's going to be fun. Thanks so much.